Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Walt Williams. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Savarin. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting third. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Cap Peterson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Epstein. Batting sixth. The catcher, Paul Casanova. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe Coleman. And now, play ball. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Williams scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 0. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman fires to first and has McGraw trapped. There's the throw to Savarin who tags McGraw for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators 0. The Senators will come to bat. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova strikes out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman strikes out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-1 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horlan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Peterson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Senators. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Epstein hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-1 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCraw strikes out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-1 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Howard. Hansen reaches second base with a double. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-1 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-1 in the game. McMullen hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland is 0-for-1 in the game. Horland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coleman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 0-for-2 in the game. Savarin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Martin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Peterson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-1, Senators. Don McMahon now pitching. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Epstein hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Allen now playing left field. Tommy AG is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. AG is 0-for-2 in the game. AG hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Barry takes first base on ball four. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barry moves to third. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. Ward is hit by the pitch. McGraw moves to second. Al Weiss pinch runs for Pete Ward. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barry scores. McGraw scores. Weiss moves to third. It's 4-3, Senators. Dick Lines now pitching. Dick Kenworthy pinch hits for J.C. Martin. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a pop-up towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney pinch hits for Don McMahon. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weiss scores. Hansen moves to third. It's White Sox, 4, Senators, 4. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lines fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney now catching. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-2 in the game. Casanova hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-2 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Tim Cullen pinch hits for Dick Lines. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen takes first base on ball 4. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Savarin bunts towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Cullen moves to second. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Pretty now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Wilbur Wood. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-3 in the game. Casanova strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Senators 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peterson. Williams reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-4 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Savarin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-3 in the game. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim King pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McMullen moves to second. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McMullen moves to third. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McMullen tags and scores. 1 out. It's White Sox, 5, Senators, 5. Bernie Allen pinch hits for Bob Pretty. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bernie Allen now playing second base. Bob Savarin now playing shortstop. Darryl Knowles now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. McCraw strikes out. 1 out. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-4 in the game. Valentine hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Peterson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Stroud pinch hits for Bob Locker. Ed Stroud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stroud hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knowles fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNairtney strikes out. 2 outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Epstein strikes out. 1 out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-4 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a pop-up towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 5 in the game. Agee takes first base on ball 4. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Agee moves to third. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin fields it and throws to home to get Agee. Berry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Al Weiss. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Darryl Knowles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knowles hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allen. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. 2 outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Savarin hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 3 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 5 in the game. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen takes first base on ball 4. John Buzzard now pitching. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Peterson hits a line drive towards third. Buford catches it and throws to first to double up Allen. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Epstein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3 for 6 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk, Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Epstein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 5 in the game. Casanova strikes out. One out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peterson. Berry reaches second base with a double. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. McCraw takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey bunts towards third. McMullen fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. McCraw moves to second. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 3 for 6 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hansen is walked intentionally. Dave Baldwin now pitching. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The slide. Casanova applies the tag. Berry is out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldwin strikes out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Savarin hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNairtney is hit by the pitch. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 7 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Casanova fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Casanova and he is out, Allen applying the tag. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3 for 7 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 6 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aaron. The throw from McNairtney and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. Two outs. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Peterson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 18, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 6 in the game. With a walk, Agee strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berry for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McCraw hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 18, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Epstein hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Epstein for the out. One out. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0 for 6 in the game. Casanova hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Dave Baldwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McMullen. The throw from Buzzard and he is out, Causey applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 19, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 3 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen hits a fly ball into left field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0 for 1 in the game. Buzzard hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Casanova fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. McNairtney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buzzard moves to third. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 8 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 19, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Dignan pinch hits for Dave Baldwin. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buzzard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Allen for the out. Two outs. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Savarin hits a fly ball into left field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 20, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 3-for-8 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Epstein scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buford for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-7 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 2-for-7 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 20, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Allen strikes out. One out. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 2-for-7 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Peterson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Valentine moves to third. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 2-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles. Epstein is walked intentionally. Peterson moves to second. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-7 in the game. Casanova hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 21, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 2-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 3-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 21, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Humphreys is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Savarin hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 22, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The White Sox will come to bat. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard is 0-for-2 in the game. Buzzard strikes out. One out. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. McNairtney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-9 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Savarin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 22, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Senators 5. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 2-for-8 in the game, with two singles. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Cap Peterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peterson is 3-for-8 in the game, with a single and two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Peterson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allen moves to third. Mike Epstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epstein is 2-for-7 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Epstein is walked intentionally. Peterson moves to second. Paul Casanova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Casanova is 0-for-8 in the game. Casanova hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. Peterson moves to third. Epstein moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.